You know, God has given this radio ministry a big vision. It was this big vision that inspired almost three decades of building a solid foundation for broadcasting the gospel. The power of this godly vision still moves us to give you the best in Christian teaching and music every day of the year. You are a part of this vision because WCNO is a listener-supported broadcast ministry. You may have already received a letter announcing our fall prayer and share fundraising broadcast beginning Monday, October 21st. Your prompt response to this appeal will be greatly appreciated. And during the days of prayer and share, tune in to 89.9 FM and listen to God's ongoing vision for this ministry, what He is building on that solid foundation. Thank you.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. You know, a lot of people might wonder, why do we say that every service? Well, you're going to hear a little bit about that today as to why we do things like that and why we say what we say right there. Amen? I want to try to get moving on this. Now, if you weren't here in the last couple of services, you can watch online or you can get a copy of the DVD or the CD. I don't need to take too much time on going back, but because I want to try to get to what we can do now to change certain things in our lives. And I entitled this tonight, I Live What I Believe I Am. Think about what I just said. I live what I believe I am. So it's pretty important to find out who you are and then believe that. Can you say amen? Yeah. All righty. The Amplified, Proverbs 23:7 is our base statement for what we're talking about. It's a foundational one. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he in behavior, one who manipulates. As he thinks in his heart, so is he. So I live what I believe I am. What I think I am is what I'm going to live out of my life. Now, we spoke about that. The heart that he's talking about is talking about the soulless realm. It's a soulless realm. He's not talking about some super funky thing inside of us. He's talking about the soulless realm, which comprises of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Now, this is going to change a lot of stuff in your life if you can just hang in there. And this is not New Age guru stuff I'm teaching. This is coming out of the Word of God, amen? They teach stuff like this, but they don't give the credit to God. Do you understand? God gets all of the credit. And so that's Strong's number 5315. The heart over there is Strong's number 5315. If you read it, the Greek, it talks about the mind, the soul, the desires, the passion, the appetites, and the emotions. This is not, as I was taught, I believe that the heart he's talking about is my spirit. That's the real me. It's not your spirit, man. And I'll show you in a second why. And then he says in Proverbs 12:34, out of the abundance of the heart, there's that word heart again, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever's in my heart, whatever that heart is, I'm speaking from it. That's coming out of me. Amen. And so we looked at heart over there. That's Strong's number 3820. Sorry, it's not the Greek, it's the Hebrew because it's Old Testament. And he says here, heart out of Strong's 3820 is, no, sorry, it's 2588. And that's the thoughts or feelings, the mind. That's what the heart is. That where he's talking about out of the abundance of the thoughts or feelings out of the mind. You're speaking from that area. And then, and I've gone through all this, so I'm just doing it quickly now. You can go online and check it out. Proverbs 4:23, He says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Everything you do comes out of that place we call the heart. And that is Strong's number 3820, inner man, mind, will, heart. So we looked at this, and it's referring to the soulish realm, which comprises of your mind, your will, and your emotions. The heart is not the pump. That's just pumping blood around your body to the areas that's needed there. And I don't think with that. It's not your conscious thinking. You've got conscious thinking. You're all listening to me right now with your conscious thinking mind. You're not listening without it. You're listening with your conscious mind right now. And it's not your conscious thinking, because I can stand here and think I'm the president of the United States, but I'm not. So as he thinks in his heart, so is he. I'm not thinking. He's not talking about this conscious thinking where you can think things up here and that's what you are. He's not talking about that, because I'm thinking right now, I'm going to jump off here, but I'm not going to. You understand? I'm just not going to do it. So that's not the heart he's talking about. And I explained that in more detail, so check it out. And it's not your spirit, man. That's what I believed it was the spirit, the real me. Because that's what I was taught from people, big name people. They said the heart he's talking about is your spirit. Well, if my spirit can lead me to do wrong things, because out of that heart, if it's my spirit, I live the kind of life I'm living. If I'm living in adultery, it's coming from my heart. It cannot be my spirit, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:17, when you become born again, you become one spirit with Christ. He says, us in you, you in us, we together are one. So it can't be that, because nothing bad's coming out of my spirit once I'm born again. Amen. Amen. So I can't blame it on my spirit. It can't be my spirit, man, because that's me and Christ become one spirit. Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's talking about that part of your body. Amen. And so it's not that. So what is this heart he's talking about? It's a subconscious mind, which is the soulish realm. Now remember, and I'm going quick because I've said all this before. Remember, the subconscious mind, sub, is like submarine. It's underground. It's undercover. You don't know what it's doing. You don't know what it's saying. Submarines would hide in the Second World War. You'd have the German U-ships and then the submarines underneath. And they didn't know the subs were there because they didn't have the modern technology of today. So they were sub, they were hidden, and you didn't know it was there until you got hit with a bazooka bomb. Amen. Well, you don't know what's in your subconscious besides what you live. What you are living is coming out of your heart. He says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of your life, the springs of your life, the Amplified says. So what I'm living right now is coming out of my subconscious. What you believe produces what's in there in your subconscious is what you're living. Amen. Now, this is all scientifically proven, but this is God proven as well. Do you understand? And think about this. I said last time, that iceberg that they didn't see underground sunk the Titanic because they didn't see it. An unsinkable boat, the biggest thing that ever was at that stage, was unsinkable on its maiden voyage. It hit that iceberg, and the bottom of that thing was so big that it destroyed that thing, and you know the rest. So what's in your subconscious mind can destroy your life. And that's what the problems are in most of our lives. It's coming out of our subconscious. Now, have you ever tried to achieve a goal, and you kept sabotaging yourself at every turn? Have you ever been there? You're just about on the verge of it, and you're just about completion, and you give up on it. And you kind of self-destruct, you self-sabotage what you were about to accomplish and achieve and attain. It's frustrating, isn't it? I've been through it umpteen times, so many times. And it's important to know this, though. You're not defective. When that happens, doesn't mean you're defected or you're doomed to fail every time. Because if you fail 10 times, it does not mean that you are defective or you're doomed to failure. It just means that something needs to change. Come on. That should be good news. If you've got a cycle, wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. Any of you been there? Wash, rinse, repeat. Insanity is doing the same thing. every time and expecting something different. Wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. So there is something in my subconscious that is causing me to sabotage when I'm about to be victorious in an area. I've seen that in my life umpteen times. It's crazy. And the problem is you've got some old programmed messages in your subconscious that conflict with the new conditions that you want in your life. You want something different, but you've been programmed with these old kind of messages and they're conflicting with what you're trying to do in your life right now. And there's confusion and it's causing chaos in your life. And that's where the sabotage comes in. I'm going to make a big statement right now. You can write this down and think about what I'm saying. This is huge. This is a real big statement. Are you ready for this? It's not what is true, but what you think is true. The truth may be you're healed, but what you think about healing is the difference. You're healed according to Jesus, but what you think and your truth will override the actual truth. Oh God, you better get this. So it's not what the truth is, it's what you believe the truth to be. And you can be 100% wrong. Amen. Have you ever been there? I've been there, seen it, done it, wore the t-shirt, wrote the movie, got the book. So it's not what is true, but what you think is true that is changing things in your life. And I took some notes and I've been studying this and it's like coming out of my ears at the moment. But right now, while I'm talking, you are primarily using your conscious mind to hear these words and absorb their meaning. You're using your conscious mind. Right now, I'm speaking to you in your conscious mind. But beneath that mental focus, your subconscious mind is working behind the scenes. And what it's doing is it's absorbing or it's rejecting. Amen. There are people in churches that reject healing. They reject tithes and offerings that Vince did such a great job, by the way, Vince. Excellent. I'm very proud of you. They reject the tithes and offerings. They reject healing. They reject praying in other tongues. They reject salvation. Doesn't mean it's not true. It's just what they've been programmed with, and where they've grown up, they have got a false truth and it overrides the actual truth. Amen. In your life. And so it's either absorbing it and taking it in or rejecting it based on existing pre-perceptions and beliefs that's already been put in there that you were programmed with from childhood. Amen. You see, now when you were a child, you had no clue. Everything was truth to you because you had no program in your subconscious. Amen. You had no program. But your parents started to program you. The TV started to program you. Friends programmed you. Cousins, uncles, and aunts. The school started programming you. And you started getting these programs. That's why God says, if you don't have the faith like a child. Remember, He said you've got to have the faith like a child. What's the kind of faith a child is? He just believes. Amen. He just believes, right? You tell him we're going to the moon tomorrow, and he's like three. Yay, daddy, go to the moon tomorrow. Amen. He believes. And he says you've got to have faith like a child to get into heaven. Amen. Listen, this is serious business we're talking tonight. This is the advanced class. That's why I'm going with it. All right? Amen. Really. And so a child has got nothing inside of him. So he's got no preconceived ideas or pre-perceptions that have been sown into him at this age. So everything he hears is true. So when the parents said, oh, we can't afford it, that became a truth. Right. Amen. Ooh, Jesus. Amen. Come on. Now, this is scientifically proven. I've been studying it out on all over the show with people in line and people that are Christians, people that are not Christians, and I've been getting whatever I can from wherever. Amen. And you get your perception from the world around you as well. And you're still getting programs in today. And it's either absorbing something or rejecting something, depending on what's been programmed into your mind. Amen? And so from infancy, from when you were a child, from when you were in your mother's womb, when you were in her belly, you know, they told my wife and myself to play Mozart. play Mozart whenever you had the time, you know, when you were in the room or something, so the kids could hear the Mozart and would do something in their lives. What's that all about?